What's it called? What's it called? What's it called? Well, he doesn't even know what it's called.
What's it called? What's up, bitches?
Everybody needs to name their fans.
Yeah, totally. And we've decided on bitches. Oh, my Lord.
That could be a worse name. That's like said with love.
It is. Well, first of all, it's absolutely said with love. That would be crazy if it weren't. If I had like real disdain for the people that like my stuff, the only people that allow me to have a career, I'm like, fuck you.
It is funny. I like being called bitch when it's in the beginning of the sentence. Whenever people are like, bitch, you got to get over here and take this shot. I love that.
I like it at the end, too, because at the end, it like if it's, I think if bitch is preceded or followed by a comma, it's good. So, for example, bitch, you're crazy. Then I'm like, oh, that feels fun. And just or like happy birthday, bitch. That means that they're my friend and they're joking with me. Where it's bad is where it's like, you're a bitch. That's
right.
Not
that's good. Never good. That's never good.
Yeah. I don't like using the word a lot because I don't really know if it's all right.
I don't know if it is either. But I know that it's one of those where I like being called it. Every time I get called it, I like it because I have a lot of friends who say it. So I like it.
I didn't do it for a long time, actually. I was like very against it because it is a very obviously gendered insult.
Right, know? Right.
And so I was like, well, that's bad. But then the world around me just kept on going and using it and all sorts of people that seemed to lecture on the internet about that type of stuff. You use it. And I'm like, well, I don't know. Whatever, dude.
I remember.
I wish I were dead. So who really cares, you know? Welcome to What's It Called. I'm suicidal and Caleb's got a tracksuit on. We're opposites.
That's right. Hey, I don't know anything about tracksuits. I was going to say no one's ever died in a tracksuit, but that's for sure.
Somebody's for sure died in a tracksuit. But
it's
I will
gonna
say
be me.
A tracksuit is the exact opposite of a noose.
I couldn't agree more. Like, that's why I wear it.
I don't think anyone, no one's ever hanged themselves with a tracksuit, I think is the thing.
Better not.
Yeah, well, that's your thing.
Yeah, that's my thing now. I was just going to say I took a women's studies class in college and it was one of the first days of class. And it might have been the first day where the teacher was like, you know, we're taking bitch back and we're also ending it. So it was like, we're taking the word back and don't say it. But she was like, there's a bitch magazine, but this is a word historically. And so she was like, there's no time for a man. And I'm ashamed of this as a person. But as an aspiring comedian, it felt like, so it was like one of those 300 person classes. She goes, so no one should say bitch. And I said, but what if you love bitches?
I mean, the thing is that comedy is all about context.
And it got a laugh from all the students.
Well,
it was probably sending the wrong message.
I don't know, man. I like I said, I feel like everything is context. And when we're discussing like what words are okay and what's bad and what's wrong and what is something we should support or not in comedy or writing or entertainment, people don't bring up context and it's all context. And I'll be honest with you. Like, I feel like you and I both, we kind of default on listening and just doing, what people in a marginalized group say they want. Cause I don't fucking really know. We both default to that. And as someone who defaults to that, I could say, I feel like that's just so funny that it's hard to not, I feel like it's good. The timing was right. You know, the thing is, she said, don't say this thing. And then you said it so immediately that like no one could possibly think. Yeah.
I was asking a question. I knew it was funny, but I also wanted to know, like, what if it's said with love?
And like you said, everybody in the room laughed.
Right.
And so that's how you know.
If I knew better, I wouldn't be in that college. I would be have a job and be smart. But I was dumb and young, so I didn't know.
I don't know, man. Like I said, even as people who like default on just not saying shit and just saying like, yeah, whatever you want, whatever you think is right, I think is right, is really what I try to do. And you too. And I still think that that was really funny. And it was because no one in their right mind in that classroom was like, okay, this is a misogynist piece of shit who said this to hurt me. That's all it is. You're trying to create a context in which people don't feel hurt.
Right.
And if they did in that room, maybe, you know, you should listen to them, but I don't think anyone would.
Yeah. I mean, I was wearing a Hawaiian shirt and I was 18. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. And you were like,
I'm sure I annoyed somebody, but it did get a big laugh.
You were Sieg Heiling and like waving a Nazi flag.
Nazis can't wear Hawaiian shirts. You've never seen that.
I got to say, dude, also, there's just like there's something to be said for getting that first big laughs in the real world before you were a comedian mean a lot, dude.
They do.
I remember my first and only actually lecture hall laugh like that. I've talked about it on numerous podcasts before. It made me so happy. I had to take a Spanish final. I think I was a senior in college. Maybe a junior, but I think I was a senior, so I was 21 years old.
Nice.
And I hadn't even occurred to me yet that you could be a comedian. That was just like, those people are superheroes. There's no way. I'm a piece of shit. It'll never happen. And so I...
You've always been this guy, even before you were a comedian.
I'm a piece of shit. It'll never happen. And they're just like, what do you want for lunch? And I'm like, it doesn't matter. Give me a bowl of human shit. I'm nothing. What the fuck was I gonna say? God,
your big laugh, your first big.
And then I just pass out. it was a Spanish final and it was a huge, like everyone, we had classes of like 20 or 30 people, but everyone in the Spanish program, Spanish 3 that year, took the final in the same room. So we were 300 people in this big lecture hall. And there was a proctor who like gave us this whole speech. Like, you have a blue book, you know, when I say go, you have an hour to fill out the thing. And then you have to write your essay in Spanish and blah, blah, blah. Right. All right, the clock is starting and go. And then I, like, it's totally silent. I open my book and I just immediately said, what the fuck? This isn't English. And yeah, dude, huge laugh. Just such a good laugh.
Oh, that's good.
The problem. It was good, but there was a massive problem. Like I said, I'd never gotten a public laugh like this before.
Right.
So I was so filled with joy. I just like got the giggles. I just got the happies. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what happened was I said, what the fuck? This is in English. 300 people laugh for like 5 seconds. And they all stop laughing. And then when they all stop laughing, everyone in the room could see and hear me going, yes, 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 I'm so good. And then I immediately went from being a hero to a loser.
Oh, no.
Dude.
Oh, Dave.
Zero to loser in 5 seconds. Unbelievable. It's
nothing can prepare you for what comedy's like better than that. That is what it is.
I had my first kill and my first bomb in the same 10 seconds. What a fucking nightmare, dude. Oh, buddy, by the way, I got a surprise for you. Hey, welcome to What's It Called. That's how I talk on the show now. I'm Dave Ross and this is Caleb Simon. Welcome to What's It Called, the show where we fucking name shit. And sometimes we name the show. Sometimes we name your shit. We name famous shit. We name shit, dude. It's called What's It Called. We got a website, whatsitcalled.rodeo. go to that website if you want to link to our YouTube page. You can watch video episodes, and there's other links on there and shit like that. Yeah, nice.
And we've, so far, we've named The Simpsons. We've named Star Wars.
What fucking...
The Titanic.
Schindler's List.
We named Schindler's List.
We named a bunch of our friends' comedy albums that don't exist yet.
That's right.
We named somebody's therapy business. Email us whatthehellisitcalled@gmail.com if you want some shit named. Also, we would love suggestions on famous shit you want named. And then here's the other thing. We do, no matter what we do, we rename one, at least one famous thing every episode. And we announce, we record Monday afternoons and on Sunday nights on Twitter. I announce from Twitter, I'm at Dave DeTheRoss. He's at Dumb Caleb. We announce what we're going to rename the next day. And if you want to participate, send us names, you can do that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I love participation.
Look at that. Look at us.
How many people are participating?
I think we got through the house cleaning, saying our like boring bullshit we got to say at the beginning. It took like 30 seconds.
Look at us. But if you don't get some Raycon headphones, I don't know what you're listening to. Raycon. Put it inside your ear. It'll get a little dirty, but that's how it is.
Oh, man. Yeah, this week we're sponsored by 1-800-LAWYERS. did you get your fucking ass beat? We'll call 1-800-LAWYERS if you want to sue the guy who beat your ass. That's...
Did you get your ass beat? That's such a weird branding, like... You don't want to have that as your thing. Like, did you get your ass kicked?
Hey, did you get your fucking ass beat? No, call 1-800-ME. Yeah, I'm a lawyer, and I'll help you out.
Well, you anyway, think a private prison is ever going to advertise on a podcast? You know, we could.
I want to be the first one. Hell yeah. That's fucking prisons.com. This episode of What's It Called is sponsored by prisons.com. Do you have a prison sentence, but you don't want to do it in person? Then you can go to prisons.com. So I go to prisons.com/whatthehellisitcalled, and you get your first year of prison for free. Our fucking internet prison is so much more comfortable than any other prison you've ever slept on.
I wonder, you know, like on Priceline, you get a hotel and you bundle it with a car and a flight.
Yeah, totally. Like, you want a mattress and some stamps and some prison? Well, go to prison.com/whatsitcalled. You get a Casper mattress, a stamps.com month free, and you go to jail.
Yeah. Oh, man. It would be funny. I think it'd be worth it to do. We got to, I don't know how to reach out to a private.
How do you? Yeah. We don't know which ones are private. How do you, are the signs different?
I don't know. I never go inside. Whenever I walk by a prison, I keep going.
Totally.
I've never gone inside and asked if they need that.
Yeah, man. I don't visit my family in there. I know.
That's tough.
Fuck them.
Yeah. So that was our housekeeping. But well, it's good. So if you're a prison, if you're a listener, if you're a big What's It Called head and you own a prison and you want to get the word out,
you check this out, Caleb. You can only see this if you're on the YouTube. And like I said, there's a link on our website, but check this out. I got a gift for you.
Oh no, no way. Uh-uh. What?
Dude. That's I had a little light up logo of our show printed and, You can't really see it too well.
And I see it.
I know I had to put a fucking piece of cardboard behind it so you could see it.
That's going to be lit up. That's going to be professional. We're going to be
in the park. Well, yeah, but if you light it up on here, watch this, dude. You can't see shit. Yeah, look at that.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, have no idea what the fuck that is, do you?
But that's even better. What is it called? What's our sign called? Name our sign.
What's the sign say? Check out our podcast. What's this fucking sign say? We don't know.
What's this say?
What's that say? Wait, what's that say? It's a show hosted by our grandfathers. What's that fucking say? We are, man. Honestly, I feel so, I know it's necessary to like, I think maybe it's not. Maybe we do it too much, or I do it too much. But it feels very necessary to say where you can find our episodes and how to participate. Yeah. But God, it's so I don't want to do it.
We'll
every
do it really
time.
Quick. We'll do it as fast as we can. David tweets out on some days. He tweets out. He goes, "What we're going to name? We'll send you a picture. It's NPR." And then you go, "Ooh, you reply to the tweet Sundays." I retweet it. And Dave tweets it, and then everybody says something, and then we will name the thing, and we'll read your suggestions after we name it. We name it our thing. You name it whatever, and we read the names. A lot of them are funny. Then you email whatthehellisitcalled.com, gmail.com, and then you say you want us to name your cat, and then we name your cat, and we look at a picture. Or anything similar to that. Name your hands. Name
Dave. It's funny. You're saying all the words fast, but it's somehow taking longer than before when we just said it regularly.
Doesn't matter. It's fast, and the audience knows. They know it. I'm putting an effort. Then you come see me and Dave. We're out on the road. Come see us. It's great. We got, and then you can find us on Patreon. You can find us. I don't think so.
Oh, right.
You might one day.
That's the episode's over, everybody.
You can find Apple.
I no longer want to
leave us a review.
So bye.
Oh, yeah. That was so hard.
Good job. Really hard.
I said so many things. I don't think it helped anything, but I did say it fast.
Yeah, you did. You said it real fast. And I feel like, it is funny, isn't it? How you have to do, I don't know. Nobody cares. But every time you do it, it's like, oh, am I ruining everything? That's how it feels. Every time I say an ad, even for my own thing, hey, watch my Twitch show. While I'm saying that, my skull is caving in inside.
Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah.
It's like, remember when comedy a long time ago, people would end their set and be like, add me on MySpace, Facebook, Instagram. Jesus. You know, they would just list off all the things and they'd say their handles. And like, I'd be like, oh, it just sounds horrible. Like, you know, the idea of like just imagining any of your favorites, like imagining Eddie Murphy doing that Carlin or.
Hey, George Carlin being like, fuck the government and also buy my shirts that say shit fart.
Oh, man. I'm trying to build up my YouTube. You can subscribe to that motherfucker.
Yeah, what's up? GeorgeCarlin.com. We actually haven't. I realized the thing before we recorded this. I haven't been touring, but Caleb has. And look, I also want to say this. I think a lot of our listeners were at varying levels of feeling safe. Do what feels safe for you. Actually, Caleb and I talked about this where we had a moment where I was like, I just sort of felt like I had to say, do you remember this? I was like, hey, man, just so you know, I love you. But touring, I feel weird. I feel weird about it. You're doing it. And I feel weird. Okay, I'm done. I have nothing else. And he was like, look, man, I got to make money. And something that hadn't occurred to me that was my favorite thing you said about that. You were like, yeah, I feel weird, too. I need to make money. I hate everyone in the crowd. So
so come see me. Come see me and pay my rent.
Well, no, now people are getting vaccinated and it's opening up. Yeah. And so it's more of a gray area. So if you're vaccinated or you feel safe, the clubs are all being safe and everyone is spacing out. They're at 30% capacity, you know. Yeah.
So it was great. My mom, I'm in Atlanta. My mom came out. She just got her vaccine. Like it was a bunch of olds with all vaxxed up and sitting far away. And it was a lot of fun. I mean, yeah. So it's, you know, get that vax and sit far away. Yeah. And
make sure you're only doing it, please. If you feel safe and okay about it, please.
Let me tell you this. The show's not that good. Not that good. If you're hoping it's going to shake your life up, incorrect. It's just like you remember. You go, oh, how is comedy? It's like the way you thought. It's good. It's better than it is on YouTube. I'll say that. But not much.
This is such a funny moment because I'm realizing I wouldn't go. What a weird. Right. I just wouldn't. I don't feel safe and ready yet. I don't. So
I still want to read books. I want to read the comic books and I want to sit in my new chair. And but hey, I do love stand up and it is fun and it is cool. People coming out and stuff. But yeah, come. I do. I'm doing I'm in Fort Collins at the Comedy Fort.
Oh, cool.
April 23rd and 4th. Brand new club. They're spaced out very, very far there.
I also hear it's been pretty good in Denver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, so that'll be a lot of fun. And yeah, come out to that. And then Boulder. I'll be at the Boulder Comedy Show on April 25th.
That's great.
How cool is that?
Those are things run by people I really love. And yeah. I'm not booked on them yet, but I'm excited to get back to it. That's cool, man.
Yeah, it's weird. Things are happening. We're having fun. We can rename all the clubs we do while we're on stage.
Yeah. Oh, that's, dude, I'm excited. I mean, you know, I think this is a given, but at some point we got to tour together and do some live episodes of this show.
Oh, hell yeah.
That'd be so fun, dude.
Oh man, that'd be the best.
Man, I'm like, I'm going to be honest with you, dude. Now that we just talked about touring, I feel so odd because I just want to sort of like talk out loud for a second. It's funny because like, I mean, you and I are just at different levels of comfort with this, but also this is your only living, which complicates it further, you know?
Yeah.
And I mean, not the comedy is also my only living, but I have like some from Patreon and merch. And right. I think I got unemployment later than you. I did. But it's weird because like I simultaneously want people to come to your shows and feel weird encouraging it. Does that make sense?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Well, it was barely a good idea before. It wasn't a good idea to be a comedian or a comedy fan in 2019 or 18 or 17.
Yeah.
It was a bad idea to sell merch or buy it. It was a bad idea to own a comedy club and to operate one. It was a bad idea to hang out with comedians after a show. None of this is advisable. My parents begged me not to pursue this.
Yeah.
Most of my friends said it was a mistake. And they were all wrong, but they were also right. So that's just part of the thing. It felt weird on podcasts, you know, in 2015.
Right.
Like, why don't you plug some of your shows? And I'd be like, well, I don't really like the club I'm at. I don't like the owner. And they're paying me too little, and I don't get a cut of the door. So if you come or don't, it's sad. I'm staying on a couch. I'd rather ask if anyone lives there with a better couch than the one I'm staying on would be more helpful.
I just want to make sure everybody knows that we are all at different levels of confusion. I personally am still holed up inside completely, and you should do that if you feel unsafe or scared at all. But if you're vaccinated and you feel safe, Caleb's shows are a good thing to go to because he's good at stand-up.
I'm not trying to brag, but I cannot do anything else. So I don't think it's that much. I let every other part of my life crumble to get good at one thing. So I am good at it, but it is hard. I can't even like listen good. Like if you're like, that was the best show I've ever seen, and you try and talk to me after the show, I'll look at your forehead a lot because it's hard for me to focus. So,
wow.
Unless you are funnier than me, it's hard for me to listen to people who aren't. That's the only way you keep my attention, is if you know a magic trick or if you're really funny, I can hear what you say. But otherwise, it's hard.
I feel like that's a pretty common issue lately.
Yeah. Really?
I saw somebody tweet yesterday something like, what was it they said? They were like, I have a new boyfriend and I totally forgot that when you have a boyfriend, you have to pay attention to movies. And I was like, oh my God, that's the most difficult part of my relationship. We watch a movie together and I'm used to fucking, you know, I've watched probably 10,000 movies in the past 2 years and I haven't seen a single one of them.
Yeah,
I'm on my phone. You know what I mean? I don't pay attention to shit. I don't know what anyone's saying.
Oh,
yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. I haven't heard a single thing anyone said.
That's the funniest thing in the world. I get so weird about movies. I'm like, I can't listen. Like if I hear a car go by, I got to pause it and rewind it. Cause I was listening to the car. I wasn't watching a movie. I was listening to a car for 2 seconds. I missed everything. I can't. Once I'm out, I'm out. I got a steam powered brain.
And we're back. We had a little blip there. Yeah.
Nice. We just got a call from a private prison that wants to, you can get your a pack of cigarettes, a private prison, and a sharp spoon for $9.99 annual.
That would be so funny. Are you sick of buying cigarettes at the store? Well, buy cigarettes at cigarettes.com. Go to cigarettes.com/what's it called to get cigarettes for free. Hey, are you underage and you want some cigarettes? Go to cigarettes.com and you can get some cigarettes on us.
There's no way they still sell candy cigarettes, right? Remember that? Kids, they would sell kids. They will vape flavors. They sold us cigarettes made of candy.
So funny, dude. I even as a kid, I was like, this is wrong. This is weird. So wrong. Yeah. And like, I mean, they didn't say that Pixie Sticks was candy cocaine, but people were snorting that shit.
Oh, yeah. I love to pretend. Yeah.
Did you snort Pixie Sticks?
I pretended my mechanical pencil was heroin going into my veins.
Right.
Totally. Everybody, I loved the idea of drugs.
Right.
It was very fun. But yeah, it's like the 90s were not good. It was still the 30s. The 90s were the 30s part six.
Yeah, it's true. And then Eminem showed up and everyone was like, oh, shit, we got to figure some stuff out, man. This guy is crazy. we've enabled a degree of behavior that is unacceptable.
What's so funny is that for sure there was a day in the White House where that like they someone walks in, they put a big heavy file down. It's like pictures of Eminem and
yes.
his lyrics printed out, and Bill Clinton's like, oh shit.
Oh dang, man.
They're like, you gotta do something. This guy is whoa.
Yeah, this guy's out of control. Oh man, he's a rapper, you know.
He's really saying some things.
There were some, yeah.
Like, he's literally saying the worst thing you could think of.
It is interesting to me when our culture decides that we're gonna get really worried about what people in the media are saying. Because I remember like Cop Killer and and everything NWA made. Suburban America, well, white America being like, hey, and I remember that being like really shitty and unfair. And then Eminem, everyone got mad at Eminem, but then like from like 2003 until a few years ago, it really seems like nobody was really mad about what anybody was saying. And now everyone's mad. Everyone's
it's
weird
because it's like if it was the old days, Lil Nas X would be in Congress right now. Like being like, well, what I meant by that.
Right.
Because they used to bring people to Congress. Be like, oh, well, you heard your song.
Lil Nas X, that one is so funny to me, man. And like, I think I have to accept, like, I just probably from being a comedian, there are just a lot of things that aren't going to ruffle my fucking feathers that will bother people. But I don't think, you know, there's a God. And so I just like don't care that this guy, like I don't. And if you were to convince me, like if I legitimately believed that there was a hell run by a dark lord and that Lil Nas X was implying that he likes that. You know what I mean? Like, in what world does anyone actually think that? Does anyone actually think like how many people actually think like there is a hell, there is a devil, and I think that's really good. And that's what I support. Somebody hurting others just as a rule. Like, it's not.
I say it's for sure 30 to 40% of people.
You think so? 30 to 40% of people worship Satan. And
think he's there and real.
Oh,
Like he's down under the ground and up is heaven. I think that's a good amount of people.
I think that yes, but I think that most of those people think he's bad. And and then like I know that Satanists believe in Satan but don't really it's not actually Satan worship. And then devil worship is a thing. But I would imagine
who's worshiping the devil?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think
if someone was, they would have tried to get me to do it in high school.
I think that some people actually do, but then even they, if you were to really talk to them, they wouldn't say like, "I want everyone to burn." Like, I don't. Right. Who really wants that?
You know, me and you are a couple guys. We get a little worried. We get a little anxiety. You know, we worry if people like us as much as we like them. you gotta, if you worship the devil, when you go to bed at night, party's gotta be like, is he gonna fuck me over on this?
Right.
Is he, I mean, yeah. I like him a lot. I'm just like, because if you believe in the devil, don't you also believe in God? So you're like, am I on the wrong team? Like, you know, I mean, the devil that's how said it's gotta, he's gonna let me live forever, but I feel like he might kill me.
Right.
Because he's the devil.
Yeah, like his whole thing is like lying and cheating and stealing and stuff. And, you know, quite frankly, so is God's if you read certain parts of the Bible. But
in the Old Testament, he was rolling different. You know, he was a different rough. Time, Dave. That was
that argument. Sucked.
That was a different. You had to turn people into salt sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes Jesus showed up and he stopped telling people to kill their kids.
Like strike people dead. You couldn't. It was the old days. People had to know. Oh, man.
I'm a bush. I got 10 rules.
There's no way it started with I'm a bush.
I'm a bay. On day one, God said, I'm a bush.
The bush, there's no way. Oh, man, that would be really funny if the bush said, I'm a bush.
Hey.
Now, hey.
You know, everybody knows the first commandment is I'm a bush. Thou shalt not prune any other bush. Thou shalt not prune thy neighbor's bush. Thou shalt not steal any bushes. It's all bush related. Like, I appear as a burning bush before you because the bush is very important to me.
It was like 100 commandments. Moses was like, I think only 10 are for people.
Moses like trimmed him
90%
down.
90% of this is bush. It's very bush heavy. You really
there's a lot of
it with bush rules.
Commandments specifically for plants.
We're not trees. We're not.
Bushes are not trees. Bushes are not weeds. They are also not flowers. But I don't know why God's
like I like it too. I like the Jersey accent. No one ever pictures God with a Jersey accent. Even people in Jersey, they're like, no.
No.
Not my God.
Not my God. God is for sure from Georgia. God is a man from Georgia. Everybody on my block knows that God is from Decatur.
I loved it. I was just thinking about the bush that they can't. I feel so bad for them. Like, no one respects them. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's the tree of life, and like Lord of the Rings is tree and
yeah.
Tree. It's like, it's a symbol. Like, there's something about a bush that is so disrespected. Like, you hide in them. Bush, you hide in a bush.
You know? Right. It's used to just sort of like make it so poor people can't see your house. Like, that's really. That's the main function of people who pay for bushes. You hide in a bush. Yeah, that's why I've always said that we should change God's name to George Bush.
I would say that would have a 30%. You pull that, you get about 30% of people who go, all right.
Okay, good.
All right. Yeah. That'll be easier to remember.
Yeah. Yeah, it's George and Bush, not Adam and Steve.
I don't. Adam and Steve is always funny. Anytime you can make fun of Adam and Steve.
So Adam and Steve jokes are great. Yeah, dude. It's just so, yeah, the rhyming. It's what so sucks funny. Is that,
you know, like I went to school with a kid named James Bond. His name was really? James Bond. And wow. He was certainly not 50. So his parents named him James Bond, knowing full well one of the most famous characters ever is his name. That so there must be several brothers named Adam and Steve who hear that, and they're just two brothers,
right?
And they're just like, well, what the fuck? It is
right. Yes, it is. It is in the Bush family.
We have bunk beds.
I'm imagining their names are Adam Bush and Steve Bush.
Steve
Bush. Oh, man. Boy. Yeah, it's also like, I don't know. It just occurred to me, this is a little bit of a leap, But one other thing I really love about life is that, like, if there is a sex joke to be made, you are not the first person to make that joke. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
So, like, how many people do you imagine on Earth have said, you know, a burning bush is actually when, you know what I mean? It's when you get the Caribs, or whatever. And everyone in that pizzeria, like, carries that guy out on their fucking shoulders.
Yeah.
Wow, he said a thing someone else said too. Which, by the way, is how you get big in comedy. You either say something everyone agrees with that no one has said, or you say something everyone agrees with that everyone has already said.
Yeah. And honestly, sometimes you can tell they're confused. Like, why doesn't he do the jokes I've already heard and like from other comedians?
It's unbelievable. And, like, I'm sorry, you know, I feel like it's everybody. You can think you're smart and you like it too. You know how I know? If I go to Pomona, the first thing I say on stage is, man, have you guys been to Covina? Place sucks. And then I just destroy after that. And then, and you know what I do in Covina? I'm like, man, fuck Pomona. And they're like, this guy is great. I do it. I don't give a shit, man. I am a total shill. Yeah. I am full of shit. I'm a sellout. In Alabama, I say fuck Mississippi. In Mississippi, I say fuck Alabama. You know what I mean?
I do too. I like to do, and then I like to end with, like, hey, Alabama, this is one of the top five states near this ocean. And then they're like, huh? And I'm like, yeah, Birmingham's one of the 10 best cities in this area of Alabama.
And they're like,
huh? Don't sell yourself. What do you got here? Hell yeah.
Auburn. I like to just go on stage and say, roll tide, you fucking animals. Dude, one of my favorite shows I've ever done. I might have talked to you about this. Did you ever do the sports page in Huntsville?
Yes, I did. It was horrible.
I've had a really, really difficult show there, and I had possibly my favorite show I've ever done there. And it was
like that too. Every time I've done it, it's like a real, you know, it's going to be something.
It's one big room, and that's the thing. So, like, there's no separate room at all, and it's huge. Like, there's not even, like, separations within the room. It's just a big, big fucking sports bar under an overpass. And this was my second show ever in Alabama. The first one was at, like, a weird indie rock bar in Birmingham. So it felt like it wasn't the Alabama experience I was expecting. Though, I mean, now I know what the fuck is an Alabama experience. It's like a place with millions of people. But anyway, I went to this big room in a bar, and I was touring for the first time, and I was headlining for the first time on this tour. So it was probably my seventh time headlining. I've been doing stand-up for 4 or 5 years. All of my promo photos were me wearing a shirt that said legalize gay. And half of my material was about how gay people are people and women are people, and you should respect that. And I'm kind of gay, or maybe I am gay, maybe I'm not. I don't know. Like, that was all my fucking material. And I was making sure to do it everywhere I went because I was like, if I don't do my shit, then I'm a coward. But I was still like, and I never toured the South. So all I had were stereotypes in my head. And I was just like, terrified everyone was gonna kill me because everything you hear about people.
Yeah, the South doesn't have a lot of good stereotypes.
Yeah, exactly. Especially when it comes to shit like homophobia and misogyny and stuff like that. Yeah. And then it's like one big room and it's packed. There were so many people in there and they were wasted and they had nowhere else to go. And there were like 7 comics up before me and they all had a really fucking rough time. And I was like, oh, this is a nightmare. I'm going to die. I'm going to fucking die in this rowdy, drunk sports bar in Huntsville, Alabama on a Monday. And so I like was standing off stage fucking filled with fear, dude. And I was like, okay, well, I can't show fear. That's not going to work. And all I can do is the opposite of that. So I walked on stage And I was like, fuck you, you fucking pieces of shit. Yeah, I run this town or something. I was just like, I heard you yell Roll Tide all fucking show. Fuck you. I went to USC. Go Trojans, you fucking assholes.
Oh, and hell so, yeah. Big Dick Dave.
They're like yelling. And then they're like, fuck you, you California piece of shit. And they're like yelling Roll Tide and yelling War Eagle and stuff like that. And then they loved it. They just loved it. They fucking... It was the best show
like
ever done.
Civil War. I think they like problems.
I mean, also
they like a little problem.
I have learned in my life that if you look people in the eye and aren't scared and show them respect, a lot of the time you're going to end up seeing eye to eye on like more than you would. You know what I mean? Like it just increases the likelihood.
No, I know what you mean. Yeah.
They're going to accept you. A lot of the problems that people have are fear or showing disrespect by not looking at people or whatever. Granted, also there's bad people, but anyway, so I just like waded into him and it turned into this big rowdy thing where like I would like yell go Trojans. And by the way, every time I yelled go Trojans was so scary to me because I lived with an Alabama fan in college and he would like break shit when Alabama football, the team would lose. Wow. Like he would freak out. Yeah. So, anyway, it got to this point where I was in this rhythm where I would be like, all right, shut the fuck up. I'm going to do a bit. And then I would do a bit about how I might be gay or whatever. And they'd be listening. And then as like it went on in the bit and they would laugh and get rowdier. And then by the end, they're all laughing and clapping and yelling Roll Tide and War Eagle and shit. And then I'm screaming, go Trojans and fuck you and I'll fight you and stuff. And then I was like, all right, shut up. I'm doing another bit. And that was the whole show.
Wow.
And then at the end of the show, I got a fucking standing ovation and they paid me $100 extra. And then somebody bought a poster from me, had everyone in the bar sign it, and then brought it back to me and gave it to me and was like, we would just like you to have this to remember us by.
What?
One of my favorite nights in comedy ever.
Sounds like something that happened in Big Fish.
I know, dude. It was great. It was one of my favorite places ever.
Wow.
I later found out too that, like I said, my promo photo was me wearing a shirt that said legalized gay and they put it on the bar's Facebook page. And apparently the bartender told me at the end of the night, he was like, yeah, dude, some people called during the day and they were like, hey, what's this gay comedy shit at your bar tonight? And I told him to suck my fucking dick and never come to my bar ever again and hung up the phone. And I was like, whoa, cool.
Wow.
That's awesome. Yeah.
We should our tour should be called the gay comedy shit.
Hey, what's this gay comedy shit? What are you talking about? Yeah.
Oh, man. I like it.
Buddy. Well, we
got to name NPR.
I know. We got to rename NPR this week.
That was a long cold open, but we had a good time.
Yeah.
This podcast, we have fun. We have a good time.
Oh, yeah. We're doing it remotely, by the way, because Caleb's right. on tour here, but we'll be back in the park next week.
That's right. You pieces of shit.
You fucking animals. I think animals is a good, because it's an insult, but it's not really an insult. I think we should call our fans animal.
Animals more than people. I wish I got to these towns and it was 80 cats in a half full club drinking.
Oh, boy. Well, you should.
If it was 80 cats with little loosen ties after work.
Totally. And then you just bomb every show for sure. Half the crowd's asleep and the other half won't look at me.
My merch is all like tiny little bird stuffed birds.
Dude, I was talking to somebody in my Discord about how I didn't even realize this, but of course you can grow your own catnip. How fun would it be to have that be your merch? Dave and Caleb good. Catnip.
Dude. I love that.
What's it called? Brand catnip?
Hell yeah. Dave and Caleb's gay catnip for gay cats.
Dave and Caleb's gay catnip. That's absolutely what we should call it.
People would buy it. People would buy it.
Yeah. You got to be gay to buy my catnip. Even if you're a cat. So NPR, we're renaming fucking NPR this week.
Mm-hmm.
You said you had some names like
the first one I thought of was Almost Right.
Oh shit. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Every time I'm listening to him, like, that was almost, yes. It was close.
A lot of times, politically, I completely agree with it, but I disagree with how slow they talk and yes. how they expect me to think they're cool. I think is, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I'm glad you're this liberal, but I don't like you.
They talk as quiet and slow as if, like, because people always want to cut the funding, and they're talking as if they're not allowed to be in that building. And like yes. someone is literally, like, Ted Cruz has giant scissors and he's about to literally cut like the cord if they get too loud. He's like, oh, whoa, whoa.
Well, that makes me think we should call it a quiet place. I feel like, actually, you know what? A quiet place is more what we, that's like a name of their flagship news show.
Oh, that's so funny.
Tonight, this every morning on Almost Right, it's a quiet place. that's what we should call all, that's the new name for All Things Considered. It's just like All Things Considered too. The name for everything is just sort of like why in radio are our fucking two options? Just like, hey, what's up, shitheads? I love racism and punching. Pew, 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 pew. Why is that one side? And then the other option is, hello, I live in fear, and I'm no matter how hot it is, I wear a jacket.
Well, you know, they're in the pocket of Big Tote Bag. Big Tote Bag has been donating billions to NPR.
Yeah, Big Tote Bag. Yeah.
Wait, talk louder. That would be
good. Whoa, nice. Great. Wait, talk louder. That's great. wait, talk louder. Wait, shut up.
Wait, shut up.
Wait, shut up.
Wait, fuck you.
Wait, shut up is a show we should start. Shut up. Just every time someone tries to answer, their mic gets cut. Wait, shut up. Wait, shut up. Shut up.
Dude, I feel so dumb because I was trying to think of like the initials, like, because it's National Public Radio. I was like, I guess we got to do one where we rename the initials. And the first one that popped in my dumb head was Not Pussy, Right?
I mean, Not Pussy, Right is pretty good.
But I can't think of one smarter than that.
How about Neil Patrick Raris? How about that? Huh?
Nobody pain. Nobody's perfect.
Nobody pee in the ranch. No.
I like that whole story because that's like, you know, my parents are coming home.
Nobody pee in the ranch.
My parents are coming home early.
Oh, dang, dude. Nobody they love ranch. Nobody pee in the ranch.
Everybody hide. Nobody pee in the ranch. Last time I got caught throwing a party. Somebody peed in the ring.
Somebody, dude, every time.
It would have to be such a big bottle.
Every time I throw a party, man. Why? Why? He's just so mad. Why the fuck? It just ruins the party. It's like he like turns the lights on and unplugs the music. And just like, hey! Who the fuck peed in the ranch? Huh? Every fucking time I throw a party in my house, there's urine in the ranch dressing. Everyone's like, whoa, dude.
every mental image is so good. You have the like tiny bottle and somebody's like trying to pee into it and get it in there. And then you have like, it's like a punch bowl full of ranch for everybody to dip in. Someone just peeing,
so much
peeing into it.
You're imagining like like an arc, like a stream that goes into big arch. Wow.
Nobody pee in the ranch.
Nobody pee in the ranch is Oh boy, it's so fun, man.
I really like that one. Nothing makes me laugh harder than nobody peeing the ranch.
I don't think we're topping that.
I don't think we're going to top that either. We should, let's real quick try to fire off some more takeoffs on the NPR. Initials, though.
NPR.
Oh, what are some people with those initials?
Norbit. 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 Norbit.
Uh-huh. Yes. Norbit, Peter, Richard. The three people who have shows on this radio station.
Nathaniel Pants.
Yeah. News people radio station. How about that? news people radio station really makes me laugh. Yeah.
That's what I thought it was.
Yeah. Oh man. It's like what what is our news politics recreation?
News, I mean that's better than National Public Radio.
It is. Dude, I used to be a radio DJ for a Clear Channel radio station, and I was talking to our program director once, who is a really sweet guy. But you know, an old school guy who grew up in Fresno, and he was like pushing 60, I think, at the time. That's how old he was. And this is already 15 years ago or something. Anyway, he said, I was talking about NPR and how much I like it. And he was like, do you mean National People's Radio? And I was like, yeah, National Public Radio. And he goes, National People's Radio. And I was like, oh, right. Yes, yes, yes. The People's Republic of China. Yes, I understand.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
I don't know why anyone politically think like it's always the worst parodies on earth. Like, totally. Like, and both sides do that horse shit where they're like, more like the liar in chief.
Yeah.
And it's exactly. Like, I don't believe that's his title. I don't think he would call himself that. If that was,
don't you mean the Republicans?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh God. Democrat.
Democrats and Republicans.
You know what's so funny is if you work really hard, we both this podcast takes off. We both become the host of The Daily Show. It's a huge deal. The first episode, we go, we're like Republicans. They cancel it immediately. But they had so long to come up with a first segment. And it was
Republicans. I don't know, dude. I appreciate that sentiment, but I feel like Democrats and Republicans is one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my life.
That's what we need to rename NPR. Democrats
and Republicans. Democrats and Republicans. I can't even handle how much I like that. Oh, boy. Oh, man.
Democrats and Republicans. That's a good name. Good name for this episode.
I'm trying to come up with one more. I was hoping it would just come to me. I was hoping it would just float into my brain, but
we have probably had
because I want it to be someone's name. Who has the initials NP? Nicholas Penis. Nicholas Penis. Reeds.
Penis. How about nice penis, Ricky?
Nice penis, Ricky. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, okay, you're right. I feel like what was the one before?
Democrats and Republicans.
Democrats and Republicans.
Nice penis. New pants.
No, we had such a
news people one. Radio station.
News people radio station. News people radio station is really good. I can't believe we forgot our own one on our own fucking.
I know, it's hard. It's hard to remember. We named so many things.
I mean, wait, talk.
Wait, shut up. Yeah.
No, but there was another one that was almost not related. It wasn't Neil Patrick Raris. It's like. Everyone listening right now is so irritated because we can't.
Nobody. I don't know. I can't remember.
Nobody pee. No, don't. No one pee in the ranch.
Yes.
Yeah. That's okay. I mean, you know, that doesn't make any sense, but it's funny. So we're calling it Nobody Pee in the Ranch. Yeah. And it is totally, you're right, because of the story it tells. I feel like
Nobody Pee in the Ranch is my favorite.
The way that you come up with a good name is either it's really funny, two, it's really punchy and an actual good name. Three, it's an incredibly good description of the thing. Or four, it tells a good story.
Well, I like everything about Nobody Pee in the Ranch.
Nobody Pee in the Ranch. All right, should we read some of our listener suggestions? Yes,
and I love this because it was so hard to miss, because I didn't want to hear and see them. So it's hard for me to scroll, because I scroll through those notifications because I don't want to ruin the surprise.
Totally.
I know we got a bunch.
Totally. We got so many. And again, I'm at Dave to the Ross. He's at Dumb Caleb. We tweet every Sunday night what we're going to name the next day. And if you reply to the tweet, we read our favorites on the show every week. So also, if you don't get one on one week, you might the next. Or the next after that, you get it. Somebody wrote me, by the way, and said, thank you for Sibling Porn, the movie.
So good.
Which is what we renamed Star Wars. Dude, Sibling Porn, the movie. God, I feel very good about that joke. I'm actually going to make a note to make a fake logo. People have been also tweeting at us fake movie posters, fake credits. I've been making some. God, this show's fun, man.
It's so fun. If you like
Photoshopping as I do,
I love about it? This podcast feels like we created a sport that that doesn't require trying. You know what I mean?
You don't have to try. There are no points. Everyone gets a goal. Nothing matters, and we're all gonna die soon. It's great.
Yeah.
And on that note, so Shannon Norman, responded a bunch and is a really funny comic in Pittsburgh. He's at Shambones with a Z. He said, "Punchable Faces, the musical." Which, you know what's funny is you were saying a little bit about it before. Something that's always fucking bugged me about, something that's always fucking bugged me about NPR is, like, I appreciate that it's radio for the people and it's, like, listener supported. I like that idea. But if in lieu of blocks of commercials throughout every day, you have to blow out all your programming a week every month to beg us for money.
Yeah.
Then just have commercials, please. Just do
it. Right. I don't mind them.
I really don't mind them.
I like beer. I like cars. Totally. Tell me beer and cars. I will buy the beer and cars you say.
Yeah.
Because I want them anyway.
Let me know which one to do. Demolition Derby that's coming around.
Imagine this would be like Sunday, this Sunday, big fucking trucks.
Or it's like, it's their version of it. Like Sunday. coming to the Celland Arena, we have the quietest cars on earth. Sitting still until they run out of gas. That's right. It is the parallel parking derby. And
it's just like a dad in the car. It's like it runs out of, they're not moving, but it runs out of gas because it's on. He tells his son that it's okay that he had a bad day.
Yeah,
dad trying to cheer up his sad kids.
Whoever's sad kid pisses their pants first loses. Hold it in. You gotta hold it in, bud. You can do it. So Zahid Devji, who is another good friend and a great comic in Houston, at Zahid Devji, ZAHID DEWJI, he said classical music radio, but it's words instead.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, man, that's good. At Burning Goose said, neoliberalism's pathetic responses. I also love that in our dumb podcast that has no meaning, we all of our fans are leftist as fuck. That's also what I want.
Yeah. And hey, if you're a Republican fan, please email us and change your mind.
More like Republicans.
What do we call libertarians? There needs to be a
oh yeah, we got Democrats, Republicans. Yeah, we need libertarians and leftists.
Shitter Terry.
Yeah, there you go.
Titter Terry.
I think it's Shittertarians and Diarrheaists. That's yeah, it doesn't more rhyme, like, but fuck more like you.
Communist.
Yeah, yeah, you fucking communists and you diarrheatarians. Diarrhea. I think it diarrheatarians is fun. Communists and diarrheatarians. God, diarrhea is the most fun word.
It's a fun word.
Andrew Hillary at Andrew Hillary US says, what if the news gave up? Shit. That's I like great. That.
I like that.
At Seth Mills says, the virtue signal. I like that. Oh, and it'd be good
to have the little classic RKO, like,
yeah, exactly.
Totally. Welcome to the virtue signal.
He also says, the expensive tote bag company podcast. At Jason B. Ferris says, extremely soft and incredibly affected. Yeah.
There's always got to be one.
At Kickassatron said, 2001 A Space Odyssey, but boring and we beg for money. Yes. Always got to have one extremely incredibly joke. Always a 2000 joke. Hell yeah, dude.
Like we have our own universe now. We have like canon.
Yeah, I know.
Things that make no sense. It's gonna be hard to be a new listener, I'll tell you that. If somebody just like this is their first episode, they're like, I don't get the 2001 jokes. I don't get.
Sorry, buddy, you gotta catch up, dude.
Gotta catch up.
Also, again, at luis.com says tote bag radio. It's true. I also love being true to his brand. Brendan Cooney, who's a really funny LA comic, he's at Cooney or Die. He said, FPR, Flappers Public Radio. Because Brendan's always fucking tweeting about Flappers Comedy Club in Burbank.
Oh, boy.
For some stupid reason.
Flappy Fries. Like, he's tweeted about Flappy Fries so many times during the pandemic. Like, if I don't get my hands on some Flappy Fries, Postmates won't even bring me Flappy Fries anymore.
Dude, can you Postmates food from Flappers? Is that real?
If we can, we need to know Brendan's address and we've got to send him some Flappy Fries.
Holy shit, we got to do that. I'm making a note of that too. Fuck. I would like to
deliver him two glasses of milk from Flappers.
Oh, man. And I wonder if you could, is there some comedy shit? I'll bet you they sell like pint glasses or something that say Flappers on it.
They have to. Oh
my God. I'm literally typing it out. No, okay.
That's very exciting.
I think we each get two picks more from the tweets.
Ooh. So we got, I mean, it's hard to beat. I mean, I'm always going to be a sucker for
extremely.
Those always make me laugh. So it's like, I don't know how to.
I mean, it's hard to pick every week. These are all great. I like, okay, Dave Eubanks at Dave Eubanks 4 says Audible NyQuil. that's good.
Nightmare Pussy Riot's not bad.
That's great. That's Lisa Chanu.
Lisa Chanu
is a good friend.
I like that.
Yeah, that's okay. And here's my last one.
Did make me laugh a lot.
What if the news gave up is really good. Also, shout out to a friend who replied, Josh Lathy at Josh Lathy Comedy, foreplay for sapiosexuals.
Which, they should actually change it to that. I like Darth Plato said Michael Barber Radio.
I know that was going to be my last pick. That's that's a good one.
Yeah, that one's good.
Okay, I'm going to go the last one. I'm going to shout out. Yeah, I was going to go Nightmare Pussy Riot too. Oh, yeah. Okay. So M. Allen at Emily Hope Allen says HTGC, Heirloom Tomato Gentrification Central. These are all so accurate.
They're all good.
Yeah. Yeah.
God, Don't Wake Daddy Radio. Yeah, these are just amazing.
Yeah, dude. God. And at Weston Woe says slow soft talk. Yeah, man, y'all, thank you so much for writing in and participating, for listening to the show. Write us a review or rate us on iTunes or Stitcher or whatever. Share it with your friends. All that shit helps. And we'll be back recording in the park next week. As always, this is like the most fun I fucking ever have.
It's so fun. We love you. You're the best. Tell a friend. Yeah. And get our tote bag.
Get our fucking totes, dude. Nobody pee in the ranch, dude. On a tote bag? Fuck. Democrats and Republicans totes. Yeah. Matching totes.
Oh, yeah. Please make us some totes and some merch samples. With these,
dude.
What titles we got?
If you make a tote, God, that would rule. Oh, by the way, I'm not touring yet, but two things. One, I'm planning tours for fall. I'm like slowly starting to figure that out. Also, I got a Twitch show every Tuesday. It's called Awful Level League. There's links in my link tree and my like Instagram and Twitter bio. And also it's just on it. The website is awfullevelleague.com. We do it every Tuesday, 5 p.m. Pacific time. It's me and Kyle Ayers. It's been super fun. So that's live every week.
Oh yeah. Kyle Ayers, one of the funniest people ever.
So funny, dude.
Oh yeah.
Well, Caleb, I missed you in person this week, but
miss you, buddy.
It was good, bud. Yeah. Shows are good out there.
Oh yeah. It was fun. This is the best. Cool.
Great.
It's comedy. It's fun.
Yeah, dude. Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah.
All right, bud. Well, I love you. I love you all listening. I love myself.
I love you, Dave. And I love you, audience.
And I love my family. And I love Pizza Hut.
I do love Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
I love Pizza Hut.
Man.
Doesn't it sound like we came up with "You Can't Out Pizza the Hut"? That doesn't sound like a guy in a suit came up with that. Did we come up with that?
There are all sorts of things like that. Like, get in the zone, auto zone. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I need a ranch.
That's another one a lot like Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close. That's just like... God, I mean, that's a good get in the radio, National Public Radio.
Why isn't it that?
Get in the suit, track suit. Oh, man. All right. I'm going to go take a dump.
All right. Get in the bathroom and take a shit. That's what Charmin should take there. Their slogan should be get in the bathroom and take a shit.
Get in the bathroom and take a shit. Charmin, use our toilet paper to wipe your ass.
You know how many times I've been at CVS and I'm like, where are the ass wipes? And I'm not the toilet paper and not baby. I want wipes for my ass that I can wash.
Wipe my fucking ass.
And I don't know what they're called, but I know that's what it is. I don't want the stuff that hurts my ass.
Right. The wet ass wipes.
Yeah, I want ass wipes.
Hey, CVS employee who has the mask pulled down so your nose is exposed for some fucking insane reason. Also, side note, why do you sell ice cream in here? Where are your wet ass wipes? Get in the wipes. Wet ass wipes.
Get in the bathroom and take shit.
Wow, man.
Hell yeah. We did it, man.
Getting the cigarettes. Cheap cigarettes. boy. God, so fun. This is so fun every time.
Hell yeah, dude.
I'll see you next week, bud. Have good shows.
All right. Peace, dude.
Later, buddy.
Have a good shit.
Thank you.
What's it called? What's it called? What's it called?
What's It Called is produced by Hold the Phone Comedy, holdthephone.tv. Yeah.